He hath mercy and teacheth and correcteth as a shepherd doth his flock. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of Saint John Cantius, and he was a Polish priest who lived in the 15th century. Saint John Cantius was a holy and learned man and distinguished both as a university teacher and a benefactor of the poor. He came from a family of good position and was sent to the University of Krakow, where he did very well, and he was ordained priest and appointed to be the teacher in the university. But his academic life was interrupted when some jealous rivals of his managed to get him removed from his teaching post, and he was then sent to work as a parish priest. Work in the parish caused Saint John much worry because he was not used to that kind of work. He was also weighed down by the feeling of its heavy responsibility. But gradually he won the love of his parishioners, and they eventually cried when, after some years, Saint John left them to return to the University of Krakow as professor of the scriptures. And this teaching post Saint John held for the rest of his long life. He died in 1473 when he was over 80 years old. And in his life he was famous for his teaching, his humble and austere way of living, and his great generosity for all those who were in need. In the life of this saint, children, as in many other saints, we see that hard work and self-sacrifice always pay in the end. I'll tell you a short historical story which took place about 24 centuries ago in ancient kingdom of Egypt. King Ptolemy took his young son to school for the very first time, much like parents take their children to school for the first time each September. And the teacher in this ancient and great Egyptian school was no ordinary person. His name was Euclid, the famous Greek mathematician who had been educated in Athens. This teacher was a great teacher for many reasons. For one thing, Euclid did not look on learning as a means of becoming rich. No, he emphasized the development of character, and that school should make students appreciate learning as a preparation for good life. When King Ptolemy introduced his son to Euclid, the king asked that the subject of mathematics should be made to the boy as easy as possible. He considered that since the boy was the son of a king, he should have some royal privileges. But to this request, Euclid gave the famous reply that has come down through the centuries, "Sir, there is no royal road to learning." What the teacher meant was that education was difficult work and took lots of effort. He meant that it took effort, concentration, and hard work for the rich as well as the poor. To acquire an education always requires effort. Of course, it means, children, lots of studying and doing much homework, but it is not only that. Most of all, to be a good student takes humility. None of you is a royal prince or princess, but even if you were, your school would still teach you to be humble and do the will of God. Today, Saint John Cantius did not want to become a parish priest, especially because of the sad circumstances when he was forced to abandon his work as a teacher. But humbly, he took his new job not as an unfortunate condemnation, but as an occasion to do the will of God and not his own. You see, children, your parents and your teachers continually remind you that in the school and at home, you do the will of grown-ups and not the will of your own. Because when you are grown up, God still expects you to continue on this path of humility and now showing submission to Him. And God would punish you much more severely than any of your parents or teachers would do. So you do good if you follow the great and already well-tested road of the saints. You do better when you start practice humility in the early stage of your life. In doing this, you learn not only humility, but self-discipline, which is essential when you grow up, not only becoming good citizens, but becoming and staying good Christians as well, that is, followers of Jesus. Remember that there is no shortcut or royal road to heaven, just like there is no shortcut or royal road in school. As often in the session from the saints, especially Blessed Virgin Mary, that they would give you and show you this well-tested path of love, charity, obedience, and humility, because those are the ingredients which make a good Christian, and those are the ingredients which make also the loving saints of God. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.